Events in the city. It's Sunday today. It's 9 o'clock in the morning now. The weather is warm and sunny. Children are still asleep. Mother and father are in the kitchen. Mother cooks breakfast. She boils some eggs and toasts the bread. Then she makes coffee and tea. Father reads the newspaper to mother. He reads the section on events that take place in the city this Sunday. Let's see now what interesting events will take place in our town today, father says. A celebratory mass starts at 8 in the morning in the church. At 10 o'clock, a photo exhibit is going to be opened in the city hall's entrance hall. Track and field competition starts at 11 o'clock on the stadium, and a soccer match between city's teams will be held at 4 o'clock. Free ice cream and pony rides will be given out to kids all day long at the zoo. Handmade goods fair will be held in the city park. A concert will start at 2 o'clock on the square near the theater. A funny comedy will be shown at 6 in the theater. I think our kids want to go to the zoo most, mother says. I think so too, answers father. They've wanted to ride a pony for a long time now. Mother puts the food on the table and father goes to wake up the kids. Children go to the bathroom first, wash their faces, change clothes, and then sit at the table and eat breakfast. After breakfast, the entire family goes outside. Father drives the car out of the garage, and mother and children get in. They ride to the zoo. There is a line to get to the ticket booth at the zoo entrance. While father stands in the ticket line, mother buys balloons for the kids. Alex starts playing around and tries to take away Lena's balloon. Lena tries to run away from brother. Children start running around mother and Michael. Michael catches his younger brother and holds his hand firmly. Mother holds her daughter Lena by the hand. Don't play around, you are already big, older brother tells Alex. And Lena is still little. She can fall and hit herself painfully. Then we will have to return home. In 5 minutes, father approaches with the tickets. The family enters the zoo. Clowns stand behind the zoo's gates and give out free ice cream to children. The kids are happy, they love ice cream. Here are the ponies. Alex shouts. I want to ride a pony.
Me too.
I want to ride a pony too. Asks Lena. You can't. You are still little, says Alex. You'll fall, hit yourself, and we'll have to go back home. And you can't eat ice cream, little sister clamors. You'll get sick. Children, don't argue, mother says. You'll sit in the carriage together right now, and the ponies will ride you around the zoo. You'll hold each other and nobody will fall. Michael, hold your brother and sister, father says. Have a pleasant journey. Parents wish when their children get into on the carriage. Children laugh and wave hands at their parents. While the kids are on the pony ride, mother and father walk along the alley. In 15 minutes, children return. They are happy. Now let's go see the animals, father says. Ah, mother, father, look, it's a real giraffe. Lena exclaims. What a long neck he has. Alex, let's feed him. Aren't you afraid that he is going to bite you? Brother asks. Giraffes don't bite, they are kind, sister answers. Look, they eat leaves and grass. The family walks further to the next animal. They see a pool behind the fence. A hippopotamus swims there, mother says. Look, he'll appear from the water now. I see him, Michael says. He is big and black.
He is swimming toward us. Next, there is a tiger's lawn. Does the tiger swim too?
Lena asks.
Yes, tigers can swim, says mother. They run and jump. Tigers often hunt other animals. They also climb trees well. The tiger is so beautiful, striped.
Does he bite?
Daughter asks.
He does bite.
He'll jump over the fence now and bite you.
Alex scares a sister.
The tiger is a dangerous animal. He is a carnivore. If someone makes him angry, he might not only bite, but also attack a human, father explains. This is why his lawn is placed behind two tall fences. He cannot jump over them.
Alex, look, zebra is also striped, Lena says.
But the tiger has yellow and black stripes, and zebra stripes are white and black, Alex says. And zebras don't bite. The family stops next to the elephant's ground. There are many kids with parents at the enclosure.
The elephant is big and kind, Lena says.
Can we feed him? A zoo worker is standing nearby, and he hears Lena's question.
You can give an apple to the elephant, but carefully, he answers.
Mother takes an apple out of her bag and puts it on Lena's palm. Then they approach the enclosure together. Lena puts out her hand with the apple toward the elephant. The elephant stretches his trunk toward Lena, takes the apple from her palm, and puts it in his mouth. The elephant nods his head.
He says thank you, the zoo worker explains.
Our elephant is very polite. Then the elephant walks to the pool, fills his trunk with water, and starts pouring water over himself. The children get hungry, and mother buys them some stuffed buns.
Alex is eating a bun and comes close to the monkey cage.
Suddenly, a monkey jumps toward the fence and snatches the stuffed bun away.
Ah!
Alex is confused. This monkey snatched my bun.
What a cheeky monkey!
Lena clamors. She didn't even thank you, everyone laughs.
Monkeys don't talk, Alex tells his sister.
But they climb trees well.
Look, what a huge bird, father says at the eagle's cage.
This is an eagle. He can see very well and he flies high. He feels cramped in the cage.
The eagle is sad.
This is a bird as well, mother says, pointing at the ostrich.
Only this bird, an ostrich, never flies.
But the ostrich has long and strong legs. That's why he runs fast and dances beautifully.
Also, ostriches can fight with their legs.
Let's go to the terrarium and look at a crocodile and a python, Michael suggests.
The family stops next to the crocodile.
Why is he behind glass?
Lena asks.
The crocodile is very dangerous.
He has big, sharp teeth, the older brother explains.
He'll eat you right now.
Alex scares his sister again.
No, he won't because he is behind the glass, Lena answers to brother.
Then this huge python will swallow you.
The middle brother won't quiet down.
No, he won't swallow me because he is also behind the glass.
Lena clamors.
Children, don't be noisy, father reproves.
You are scaring the animals.
They are afraid of you.
See, Alex, the animals are scared of us, Lena says.
They think we have come to eat them.
The family exits the pavilion and goes toward the kangaroo meadow.
I know, this is a kangaroo, Lena says.
She has a pouch on her belly, and a baby kangaroo is inside the pouch.
Who is that behind the fence over there?
Alex asks.
It's a deer,
Michael answers. He doesn't look like a deer. Where are his horns? Lena doesn't believe him. He has already shed his old, branched horns, the older brother explains. And the new horns haven't grown yet. The family approaches a cage with a bear. The bear roars and walks around the cage. He is hungry. A zoo worker brings him the food and puts it inside the container. The bear stops roaring and runs to eat. Let's go and eat, too, father suggests, and the family heads off to the cafe. Questions and answers. What day is it today? It's Sunday today. What time is it now? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Is the weather cold and rainy? No, the weather is warm and sunny. Are children running around the house? No, they are still asleep. Who is in the kitchen? Mother and father are in the kitchen. What is mother doing? Mother is cooking breakfast. What is she cooking? She is boiling some eggs and toasting the bread. Then mother makes coffee and tea. Is father cooking breakfast too? No, father is reading a newspaper to mother aloud. What is he reading about? He is reading about the events in the city this Sunday. What time does the celebratory mass begin? At 8 o'clock in the morning. Where does the photo exhibition open? It opens in the city hall's entrance hall. What will be held at the stadium? Track and field athletes competition and soccer match between the city's teams. What will be given out to the children at the zoo? Free ice cream. Where will they give pony rides to kids? At the zoo. Which fair is going to be held in the city park? Handmade goods fair will be held there. Where will the concert start at 2 o'clock? On the square near the theater. What will they show in the theater at 6 o'clock? They will show a funny comedy there. Why do children want to go to the zoo most of all? Because they've wanted to ride a pony for a long time. Who puts the food on the table, mother or father? Mother puts the food on the table. Does mother also go to wake up the kids? No, father goes to wake up the kids. Where do children go first? Children go to the bathroom first. What do children do in the bathroom? They wash their faces. Who drives the car out of the garage? Father drives the car out of the garage. Where does the family go? They go to the zoo. Is there a line at the ticket booth? Yes, there is a line at the ticket booth at the zoo entrance. Who stands in the ticket line, mother or father? Father stands in line to get the tickets. What does mother do while father stands in line? Mother buys balloons to children. How does Alex behave? Alex starts playing around and tries to take the balloon away from Lena. Does Lena give him the balloon? No, she tries to run away from brother. Do children stand in one place? No, they start running around mother and Michael. What does Michael do? He catches his younger brother and holds his hand firmly. Who holds Lena by the hand? Mother holds Lena by the hand. What can happen if children run around? Lena can fall and hit herself painfully. Who stands behind the zoo's gates? Clowns stand behind the gates of the zoo. What do clowns give out to children? They give out free ice cream. Do children like ice cream? Yes, they love ice cream very much. What do Alex and Lena want? They want to ride a pony. What does father say to the oldest son? Father tells Michael to hold his brother and sister. What do parents wish to their children when they get into the carriage? Parents wish them to have a pleasant journey. What do children do? Children laugh and wave at their parents. In how many minutes do children come back? Children come back in 15 minutes. What do mother and father do while children ride the pony? Mother and father walk along the alley. Which of the animals did Lena see first? She saw a giraffe. What did she pay attention to? To his long neck. What does Lena suggest to Alex? Lena suggests feeding the giraffe. What do giraffes eat? They eat leaves and grass. Where does the hippopotamus swim? Hippopotamus swims in the pool. What does Lena ask her mother? She asks if tigers swim. What does mother answer her? Mother answers that tigers swim, and they also run and jump. How does Alex scare his sister? He says that the tiger is going to jump over the fence and bite her now. What does father explain to daughter? Father explains that tiger is a dangerous animal, so his lawn is located behind two tall fences. Can the tiger jump over them? No, he can't. What does Lena notice? She notices that zebra is striped as well. What stripes do zebra and tiger have? The tiger has yellow and black stripes, and zebra stripes are white and black. Who is next to the elephant ground? Many children with parents are at the elephant's ground. Who allows feeding the elephant? A zoo worker allows feeding the elephant. What can one give to the elephant? One can give him an apple. What does mother do? Mother takes an apple out of the bag and puts it on Lena's palm. How does Lena feed the elephant? She puts out her hand with the apple to the elephant. How does the elephant eat? The elephant stretches his trunk toward Lena, takes the apple from her palm and puts it in his mouth. Is Lena happy? Yes, she laughs and claps her hands. How does the elephant thank Lena? The elephant nods his head. What does the elephant do near the pool? He fills his trunk with water and starts pouring water over himself. What does mother buy for her kids? Mother buys them stuffed buns. Where does Alex come with the stuffed bun? He comes close to the monkey's cage. What does the monkey do? She jumps to the fence and snatches away Alex's bun. Is everybody angry at the monkey? No, everyone laughs loudly. What agitates Lena? It agitates her that the monkey is cheeky. Why didn't the monkey say thank you? Because monkeys don't talk. Which bird can see well and flies high? It's an eagle. Why is the eagle sad? Because he feels cramped in his cage. Which bird never flies? An ostrich never flies. What can the ostrich do? He can run very fast and dance beautifully. Ostriches also can fight using their legs. Where are the crocodile and the python? They are in the terrarium. Why is the crocodile behind glass? Because the crocodile is very dangerous, he has big and sharp teeth. Why is Lena not scared of the crocodile and the python? Because they are behind glass. What animal does Lena recognize? She recognizes a kangaroo. What does the kangaroo have? She has a pouch on her belly, and a baby kangaroo is inside. Why Lena doesn't recognize the deer? Because he has no horns. Where are his horns? He has already shed his old, branched horns, and the new ones haven't grown yet. Where is the bear located? He is in the cage. Is he asleep? No, he roars and walks around the cage. Why does the bear roar? He wants to eat. Who brings him the food? A zoo worker brings the food to the bear. What does father suggest? Father suggests going and eating, and the family heads off to the cafe.